on the holy name. So sankalpa is accepting, and the routine of material life is endlessly mind is engaged in accepting and rejecting. Once Prabhupada described like this, as we are making some plan to enjoy, the mind considers, I would like to enjoy, let's go to Sharanagati. Oh, but it's cold, maybe in the morning, and so I have to bring a sweater. So we're thinking of this, some, yeah, but later the day goes on, it'll be very nice, and maybe we can go swimming. Yeah, but I don't know if there's safe water in the lake. And the mind is endlessly, the whole lifetime of accepting something, and as we're making a plan for enjoyment, the mind is rejecting that something and transforming it into another something and another something. So this idea of sankalpa means accepting or anticipation. I guess as in a yajna, there's some stated explicit sankalpa at the beginning of a karmakanda yajna. You want wealth, or you want. So that's the sankalpa part. So this is a, in relation to Krishna, expectation. So stay with that wonderful desire, wish. Will help focus the mercy of Krishna in your heart. Someone else. Would like to volunteer to sankalpa, should I call on people? Oh. There we go. Dr. Rob, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
To aspire to chant the holy name more attentively with less offenses, and to develop a deeper appreciation of the holy name and its true meaning.
Deeper appreciation for the holy name.
And its true meaning.
And its true meaning. Okay.
In my mind, I have, you know, even if I chant the holy name, just over the 2 days of reversing
good
myself and everyone else.
Good.
We'll see how that happens.
Okay. Someone else? She's raising her hand.
In this opportunity, I just want to keep my mind fixed on Krishna more while I'm chanting.
That's very realistic. Like, you know, a realistic expectation. Good. Anyone? Mother Padmavali?
The realization of what is the most important thing. So I think, and that you can do so much service, you can do so many things, but it's still a loneliness and an emptiness.
What
is the most important thing?
This is the gap, if I may. This. Embellish what you just said. There's a gap when, whether, you know, it's not, certainly for experienced devotees like yourself, or for our other devotees who are maybe less experienced but have their worldly expectations and projects and career goals and education and striving and, it's like Vyasadeva, having accomplished all of what he accomplished and still feeling this most important thing is missing. I'm not feeling satisfied. So to experience that most important thing, discover that deep satisfaction. Experience it. Yes.
Slowing down to feel the loving and caring that he was pushing me to be with each situation I put into with every devotees. So the living thing, each situation you put into, it's a the reality of giving that meaning, of calling out and pouring out.
And the japa retreat connects with that in that the holy name will give you the power and the strength to do that.
Sometimes there's circumstance.
Okay. We're a little gonna do a little more of this interactive stuff, I can see with this group. Opening. Go ahead.
To get the desire to chant the holy name, and not just as a duty to just chant my 16 rounds.
By that you mean not just look for the numerical part, but look for the quality part.
Yeah, and also like not just like have to get my rounds done, but really want to chant the holy name every day.
Okay. Very nice. She wants to go horseback riding. Yeah?
To develop genuine appreciation for the holy names. To approach holy name in the proper mood. To chant to please Krishna and not to as a matter of duty. Or to develop taste for chanting holy name of Lord.
To read that again. The whole sentence again.
To chant to please Krishna and not as a matter of duty.
And not as a matter of duty. Okay.
Or the same as almost similar to as a
duty. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to do this. It's not have to.
Want to.
The genuine desire to appear. I want please chant to please Krishna.
We are going to have a half hour exercise of that one. Krishna is going to give you, besides the whole weekend, a very focused opportunity for that. I'll give you a hint. It's the exercise after some discussions of visualizing your deity at home or at the temple or the Lord of your heart, and while chanting, hold in your mind's eye that form of the Lord and chant for his pleasure. And the name is not different than that form, and we're chanting, we're serving for his pleasure. Very powerful. Sounds simple, but to do it is very powerful. Chanting for his pleasure. Especially when we have many other sincere souls. There's magic in that experience too. Okay. I think what I'll do is for those that came late, just do our little mascots, just introduce them. This is Mr. Butterfly. Or Mrs. Butterfly, I don't know. Butterfly Das.
Butterfly Das.
Butterfly Kaboo. So, one of the features of the whole idea of a retreat, or the purpose behind a retreat, is transformation from something that's we're quite accustomed to something that's beyond that, something that's different, a transformed state of consciousness. So, in the course of being with you for this weekend, from time to time, without going through the whole explanation, I'll just hold up our butterfly Prabhu as a reminder of why we're here. And that it means letting go of something and accepting a new something, a new fresh something, is something that's already within us, but we've abandoned ourselves and abandoned our real higher purposes and haven't properly given attention to those deep, meaningful things that we hold within us but aren't accessing because we're too busy doing the important things of life. So, this is one. Another is our sankalpa, or focusing the mind with rapt attention on the name and of the reciprocation that we wish to receive from Krishna in a very focused way. The third I don't have, but I'll do like this. This means receive. I learned it from children and from Lord Chaitanya both. Children, they want affection. They're like little affection machines. Non-stop affection. And when they're strongly feeling the need for affection, they go like this. And parents know what it means. It means, please pick me up and hold me in your arms. And then, while in the arms of the mother, they're reaching out to the father. And the father holds them, and they're happy, and they can run around to be happy. But then there's this periodic, it's just like a ritual. And then I was one set of parents from India told me that they were told, they were brought up, when the child does like this, you don't pick them up because you'll spoil them. And I said, no. Try it for a week. Try it for a month. Anyway, so we did. And I explained why. And it just feeling, being accepted and feeling loved. So take that to the spiritual plane, and here's Lord Chaitanya. You've seen the picture. I asked someone to get the picture. Mine is a picture. I was thinking a Mahaprabhu puppet, and I put the puppet in my hand and have Lord Chaitanya extend his right arm and his left arm. And he saw Lord Jagannath and he ran with his arms outstretched to embrace Krishna, and he was so overwhelmed that he fell to the ground unconscious. And he saw Krishna on the side of Govardhan Hill. There was a sand dune, Chatak Parvat, and he just ran, running like the wind with his arms outstretched to embrace Krishna. And he fell to the ground unconscious. Wanting to receive, it's the connotation may be the passive, like be receptive. But be eager receptive for the mercy of Krishna. It's very different than doership, doing something, getting the project done. There's a deadline. So many of you will have this thing with your work situation. There's goals and there's deadlines and projects. And get it done. And everything's focused on that. So our focus during the retreat is this. Receiving Krishna's mercy. That for which we're always hankering. But too busy with our ordinary lives to connect properly. But by the next retreat, I'm going to have Lord Chaitanya. Somehow. And kids are going to have a camp, and they're going to make a Lord Chaitanya puppet for me and see if it works. Just kind of thing. Okay, so we'll take some time before breakfast and see if there's any discussing or sharing or questions or There will be. There will be. We could do it right now, if there's no questions. Because breakfast isn't ready. But we will have time. It's scheduled minimal 1 hour of time for chanting japa together. That's part of this one I mentioned over here, and then another one that Kalakant is going to lead us with. Okay. Many times, didn't I?
You could find it. Something extraordinary.
Yeah.
Something you can experience.
Yeah.
You said we could experience magic.
We should be expecting it. We should be eager for the magic to happen. And don't be surprised when it comes out different than you think it might come out. Because it's magic.
It's like you don't know what the road is. Or what to expect. And so the word magic covers it.
Yeah.
Something outside our realm.
That's right. That's exactly right. We want to enter into Krishna's presence and experience that presence and whatever that is going to be. No topic, then we'll just chant.